All right, I've said this about parables before. Maybe you heard it. I said, parables confuse, anger, and irritate folks so that people will think beyond the words and beyond what may seem obvious into something deeper and soul-enriching. And this morning, we're going to possibly be confused, angered, irritated. We're going to think beyond the words from what seems obvious into something that is deeper and soul-enriching. Two parables today, both about
seeds.
Isn't that fun to say? Two parables today, both about
seeds.
That's fun. Two parables today, both about
seeds.
We are a congregation from a small, mostly rural town surrounded by acres and acres of farmland. Would you agree? Okay. I watch the fields as they are planted. You know, and driving across Chicago Road and driving north and south on Salmonok Road, often on LaSalle Street, wherever there is there are farm fields there. And I watch it as, you know, it's tilled, it's planted, and then you see these little sprouts growing. Just tiny ones. And I know it's corn season right now, so little ones. And I'm seeing, you know, the different times of planting. Like, I see fields that aren't tilled yet, but I do see lots and lots of fields with just short corn plants, and some where it's about pretty close to calf high. I guess this is as tall as I've seen it. But throughout the rest of the summertime, I see it grow and grow and grow until I can't turn the corner and I can't see the houses in the distance anymore, and it's kind of like I'm in a walled building, especially going north and south on Salmonok Road. It's just like you're like driving, like, I'm just here and there's nothing. It's really tall right there and I can't see. The only part that is scary is when you want to turn a corner, right? And you can't see anything. What, you don't like? What's silly about feeling like you're kind of walled in when you're driving and seeing that there? But then I see the crops being harvested. Is that funny? I don't know. You're just tickled today, aren't you? And now me bringing it up is going to make you laugh more and more, isn't it? Emma, this is your birthday present. Your mom is laughing uncontrollably. She doesn't know what to do with herself. All right, so the crops are planted, and they grow, and they're harvested. Then the fields lie dormant, and again, the fields are planted, and small plants come up. And that's kind of just like the first parable today, which is the first parable. I know there's not a whole lot to argue about or discuss, really. It's sort of like seeds are planted, they grow, the plants grow large, the plants are harvested, providing nourishment and resources. And to that you can add then the seeds are from the plants are harvested and they're planted, and then more growth occurs. So it's like this cycle. And that's an easy parable to understand, and folks who heard Jesus' words would have gotten that and probably wouldn't have said much about it. Like, yeah, it works. That's good. But there was that second parable. The first parable, maybe you would talk about, it requires reseeding. You know, you can't just like harvest it and then not plant the next year. But the second parable about the mustard seed, this is one that's got all kinds of stuff that doesn't quite fit in it. Like, first it's a little seed that grows into a great shrub. In some translations it says it goes into a great tree. And we know that the mustard isn't a tree. And it's really not that big a shrub either. The birds really don't land on it. Nobody makes their nest in it. So the sticking points are kind of like this. You might hear this parable and say, God's realm, which is, God's realm is another way of calling the kingdom. If we don't want to use majestic kinds of words or kingly words, we could say God's realm, which is all that God oversees, all that God has made, all that God looks out when he looks out, you know. So God's realm is like a little seed that grows into a big weed. That would fit, right? God's realm is like a little seed that grows into a big weed that folks spend hours trying to tear out, really to no avail. That works. God's realm is like a little seed that pays no attention to the desire of the farmer. It just grows and grows and grows, often choking out the plants around it. that fits with these words, right? God's realm is like a little seed that produces an uncontrollable and disorderly plant. And that fits with this. And God's realm is like a little seed that produces ultimately the perfect taste to go with a Chicago-style hot dog. That's a good one. And that fits, right? How many of you have ketchup on your hot dog? Ew. How many of you have mustard with your hot dog? Yes! All right. I'm a ketchupist. I put ketchup with fries and stuff, but I don't usually put it on a hot dog. It's a mustard thing. Mustard flans. You're with me on this, right? Mustard. And really yellow mustard with a hot dog. That's mine. I don't usually add Dijon or any brown mustard. I'm a yellow mustard. Yellow mustard on hot dog? Dijon on a hot dog? Any other kinds of mustard? Honey mustard on a hot dog? Honey mustard on a smoky link, maybe. Can you taste it? Taste it. Yeah. That's pretty good. Well, what if we turned, though, these statements, except for the hot dog one, into like positive statements, like God's realm grows everywhere and you can't get rid of it. That's a good, it's a negative thing if you don't want God's realm to be there, but it grows and you can't get rid of it. Or God's realm isn't dependent on folks to defend it or to nurture it. Mustard just grows. You know, it's like kudzu. Kudzu and mustard have some similar things, yet, you know, maybe you planted it once, but you just can't get rid of it, and it doesn't depend on you watering it and caring for it. It just grows. God's realm isn't harmed by folks who attack it or try to minimalize it. Attack mustard, try to get rid of it, I'm fine. God's realm isn't neat and tidy. It's all over and we can't control it, much as we try, right? God's realm is distinct and makes stuff taste better. There's the hot dog one for you. Yeah, because mustard has a distinct flavor, doesn't it? Not the seed, but when you... I don't know how to make mustard. Anyone know how to make mustard from seeds and stuff? I looked up a recipe and I was like, I'll just buy it. You know, the Red Barrel or... not the Red Barrel, the Yellow Barrel. Yeah. There's a little bit more that comes with this mustard seed parable, though. Like, God's realm is tiny and at the same time bigger than you can imagine. Because the seed is tiny. Imagine, at least from the tiny mustard seed. Not big like a huge pine tree. Although sometimes people have taken the mustard seed and trying to put it into something that we would understand better. It doesn't quite work, but maybe to try to understand the intent, it's like a tiny pine seed or a pine nut or a pine cone that when it grows, it's really tiny, but when it grows, it can be a, you know, a 200-foot tall tree kind of a thing, and birds do nest in it and all that. Maybe that does work. But God's realm is tiny and at the same time bigger than you can imagine. And when we mess up, God's realm isn't messed up. That's one of the most comforting things, because we mess up all the time. And I'm guilty of, you know, being angry at my Christian brother or sister for just acting so awful. And knowing that people see a Christian brother or sister acting awful, and then they say, that's Christianity, I don't want any part of it. And that's true, that does happen. But God's realm, the whole, is not destroyed. Because God's realm is not one person who is affected, although that person is in God's realm. And God's realm isn't, you know, it's not about whether or not we can pay our bills at churches or whether or not we have enough people in the pews. We can't, you know, boil it down to that. Like, God's realm must be active because we've got a lot of people at church or because we had enough offerings or because our committees were filled. That's not, we can't boil it down to that. God's realm is big. It's the whole of the universe. It's the whole of what God loves. And let's see, God says, love God and love your neighbor. And who's your neighbor? Everybody. So God's realm is everywhere. And it's not dependent on us to exist. But as I've said before, wouldn't you rather be part of the good that happens in God's realm than be part of the negative or the stuff that doesn't work in God's realm or the nastiness? Because it's there. I'd much rather be on the side of what's going good. And it's important that when we're talking about sides, it's not that God is on our side, right? Also, I think Abraham Lincoln's words, we pray that we are on God's side. Let me go back to the first parable just for a minute. Switch gears. Get in your head. Just like that. Okay. A question that comes with that first parable. How have you experienced God's realm? It's one to think about all week. And what makes you want to keep believing in God? Really, that's it. What keeps you as a person who believes in God? Sometimes it's a question like, I don't know. But that's a good question to think about. Then the second part that fits with that first parable is, how are you reseeding that? How are you sharing the story? But remembering the mustard seed parable, that God's realm doesn't require that you reseed it for God's realm to continue, but it's much better to be part of the growing than it is to be part of the stopping the growth in that particular area. So let me come back to the mustard seed thing. Sometimes we feel like we can't do anything to direct things the way that we would like them to go. And even though we try our best, things don't happen to make our church better or to make our lives better, right? That's the mustard seed parable, that we're not in charge of God's realm, and we can't force God's realm into our way of thinking. Even if our way of thinking is totally aligned with God's desire, we can't make it happen because we're like, you know, it's not if we pray hard enough, God will do it. And we do pray. We pray for miracles. And we pray all the time that God will hear our prayers. But it's not that if we pray loud enough and hard enough and long enough that God's going to do it, because God doesn't bend to our will. We hope that what we desire is what God desires. It bothers us when that isn't the way it happens, but we hope that that's the case, because that's where we are in this mustard seed kingdom, in this mustard seed realm of God. We can't control it. We don't know what's really going to come, and sometimes it angers us and we want to get rid of it, but God's realm keeps continuing. God's realm is here. It's arriving. It's been here. It's coming in the future. It's unpredictable. Aren't these words of encouragement? It's unpredictable, it's messy, it's uncontrollable, and it's worth being on the ride. And what a ride it is in God's realm. Let's pray. Fill us with your Spirit, O God. Help us to trust in your guidance. Help us to be part of the growing of, the nurturing of, the love of your realm. In Jesus' name, amen.